The interview process, storyboarding, and data journalism are just a few of the areas covered at the Investigative Journalism Fellowship, which took on a virtual and face-to-face format. The journalists were selected from about 300 applicants to participate in the fellowship. Still fairly new to the field of journalism, Philana Johnson, a reporter at the Antigua Broadcasting Services Television and Radio, shared how the fellowship inspired her on a whole new level.
This fellowship has definitely been eye-opening. As I've told my counterparts at the fellowship, I'm just beginning in the field. So I feel like this was definitely something that allowed me to hear of other experiences and inspire me in, you know, a different level. Because sure, I've always wanted to do journalism, but to actually hear others who have been in the field longer than I have, their stories of success, opportunities that they've actually gotten because of the fact that they decided to do journalism, was really something to see. And I also appreciated some of the tools, because I honestly didn't know that some of these equipment were available for free. And yeah, it was just something great to see.
Meanwhile, Hippolito Novello, a journalist at Channel 5 in Belize, says the fellowship assisted with the strengthening of his skills as a journalist.
I think investigative journalism in the region is much needed, especially at a time now where a lot of misinformation and disinformation is spread across the internet. I think that the 4 days of training, the wealth of knowledge that we receive in terms of different areas and how to strengthen our skills in investigative journalism is very, very crucial. And I, for one, I appreciate the effort that MIC has been doing in the region. One of the things that I think I took away from the course would be the networking. As journalists from the region, we can collaborate and investigate several issues not affecting only one country, but several countries in the region. The wealth of knowledge shared with the presenters, with experienced journalists from the region, to the participants, I believe was very crucial. I think it will help me to develop my skills more. I've learned a lot from my colleagues there.
And Beverly Telesford, a journalist at the Grenada Broadcasting Network, says the fellowship provided her with a new angle to develop her craft in the field of journalism.
That fellowship, I would say, was very fruitful. It gave a lot of insight on investigative journalism, things that I had not known prior to attending the fellowship. It gave me a new angle to approach my craft, because I was not a journalist who ventured into doing investigative journalism. It was typically the usual current news piece, a 2-minute, 30-second video on what's currently happening. So for me to be able to see how I can do a well-rounded piece over a period of time that would bring so much balance and so to a story and so much different angles and insight, I think that was a major takeaway from me.
That was Beverly Telesford, a journalist at the Grenada Broadcasting Network. I also attended the fellowship and found that it was both educational and uplifting. I am looking forward to putting what I've learned into practice and to share the knowledge with my colleagues here at NBC Radio. Over 20 journalists attended the sessions virtually and in Jamaica. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.